There are some who approach prayer with a list of imperative sentences. God, I want you to do this, and when you get done with that, here's another thing, and sorry for the reminder, but you forgot to get the thing done I asked for 2 days ago. I needed it yesterday. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, some even teach that praying with real faith is telling God what you want, when you want it, and that you'll not take no for an answer. So, is praying, God, your will be done? Is that a cop-out? Well, let's learn from Jesus. Hey, thanks for joining us today as we're spending 30 days in January to grow our prayer life. Matthew 26, 39, this is Jesus, and going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." This was the most intense prayer of Jesus' life. Luke tells us that his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground, the sign of unimaginable stress. Jesus emotionally expressed his desire, but he concluded, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." We've been saying all along, prayer is a personal conversation with God. It's not a laundry list, and it's certainly not a laundry list of imperatives. In the conversation with my Heavenly Father, I can and should express my desires just like Jesus did. And just like Jesus did, I hand over my desires to the perfect will of God. By the way, that's not a cop-out. That's called obedience. Father, thank you for the privilege of bringing my desires before you. Thank you for allowing me to share my heart openly and honestly. Thank you for the confidence I can come to your throne with boldness. Father, I always want your will to be done in my life, your good, pleasing, and perfect will. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.